everything you need for your home close to home.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Getting set for the start of the second half. 21-0. Delhi on top of Sydney here. An update for our Newark Valley-Walton conversation.
So I was just, we had a listener text us, and the numbers must have gone down in Newark Valley because Newark Valley has definitely been in Class B in a lot of your traditional sports like basketball, baseball.
Yeah, we saw that Norwich-Newark Valley game.
Yeah, and so we're looking on here. They're around the size of Green right now. They're at 239 in the beds numbers of New York State. So I have the New York State website up here, and the listener is absolutely right, 239 to Walton's 200. So Newark Valley's must have gone down because they're actually, according to the NISPA website, they're smaller than Sydney.
Well, here's my thought. A couple of years ago, when we saw Newark Valley, Norwich,
When I coached baseball, we played against them.
But I think they must have been a small B, right? Because then, in the near future after that, just think about a couple of years ago, I'm thinking girls hoops, they made the state final in C. So they must have
been on that B-C
line, whereas Norwich, a little bigger of a B, or more middle-of-the-road B for Norwich.
All right, so I guess what we're saying is they were on the level of big C, small B schools. Right, they're still playing the D schools, but they still must have lost some population because they shouldn't be the size of Green. So I'm wondering what happened in Newark Valley. Maybe they definitely have gone down because they shouldn't be at that size. Green's never been a big B or a big C, have they?
I mean, yeah, Green.
Green's a big C?
Yeah, I would say a mid to high level C. But, you know, what we've seen the last couple of years is, like, these schools – that we're graduating, you take Oneonta, for example.
Yeah.
You know, Oneonta graduating maybe 110, 120 recently, whereas maybe 10 years ago, they'd be up in the 200 range. So it's
Norwich is about the same, right?
Yeah.
When I first went to Norwich, we were around the 160, 170 range. We're now at like 120.
Yeah, so I think just over time, it's the conversation we always have on the podcast of, what's going on locally. Oh, boy, a big hit right off of the kickoff here. It was a short kick, maybe went 10 yards. The Delhi player that fielded that, boy, he was able to catch that. I believe that was Jackson DeMayo. Gavin Matthews, excuse me. Gavin Matthews caught that and then got run over by a truck, essentially. So.
Well, it was funny, like, how the kicker, they lined the ball up on the 40, had no tee or anything. He had it sideways on the field. He kicks it as a line drive. And it looked like almost like a lineman almost caught the ball.
Yeah, Gavin Matthews just kind of caught it and then just got run over.
Yeah, it would have been one of those things like my earlier radio days, Nate. I would have went, ooh!
Well, here's Delhi with good field position out of that. They're going to hand off to Brisbane on first down. Cuts it to the left. He's at the 40, 35, 30. Brisbane sliding down to the 25. And on the first play here of the third quarter, Delhi already knocking on the door again with a 21-0 lead over Sydney.
About a 25-yard, 30-yard gain there. He just kind of kept on going, and they made contact with the DB, and they kind of just went down together.
What was awesome about Gavin Matthews, that lineman coming over to the sideline, is everybody's hugging him, high-fiving him, saying, hey, good hands there, good hands.
Yeah, good hands. He was like, oh, no, I don't want that ball again.
So here is Delhi going right to left. Again, the maroon tops with the gray pants, the white trim, the white helmet. Sydney's in the white tops with the gray helmet, the maroon trim, and the gray pants. And here's Haight, rolls out to his right. He's at the 30, looking for a receiver, throws to the outside edge. It's caught by Dungan at about the 3, and he's pushed out of bounds. Wow, kept the toes in, and this is going to be a first and goal coming up here for DA.
Haight is a good player, really, really composed. I've really only seen him make one bad decision today. He let that play develop. He let the receiver, create space between the DB. And really, really good play. He really only made that one mistake earlier in the game where he kind of threw a Hail Mary type of play and cost him an interception. But that was a nice, well-developed play by him.
So we're not even a minute into the third quarter here, and Delhi with a first and goal on the 3-yard line going right to left. Haight is going to hand this off. We got a flag. They do get in with Ian Johnson here, but let's see if who this is going to be against.
Well, we've seen an offsides lineup, but we've seen false start, so I would think it was false start with a it is going to be a false start.
Yeah, false start against the Bulldogs. We'll back them up, negating that little touchdown run there by Ian Johnson. So 11-17 to go here in this third quarter. 21-0 our score. Delhi on top of Sydney. And I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. And a big thank you as well to our producer today, Jim Tomeo. He's back in the studio on Main Street in Sydney doing all the technical work for us back there.
You know, the one thing I always see that's different from the higher levels is usually they call that play dead, right, with a false start or something like that. They let that play continue on. I never really understood why we just don't call that dead as soon as we can. They know it's coming back, but, hey, I don't know.
Looks like a timeout going to be taken here by the Delhi Bulldogs. So 11-17 to go in the third. It's Delhi 21, Sydney nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 21-0 lead for the Delhi Bulldogs. They wanted to take a timeout to talk things over here, as this will be a first down and goal to go, about a first and seven here for the Bulldogs. And head coach Phil Newman called the troops over, wanted to come out, and he's talking to everybody about the 20-yard line, directing traffic. If there's one thing we know about Philly, he is very meticulous about how he wants things done, and I'm sure he said, okay, guys, let's clean it up, and let's try to punch one in here. Because we saw late in that second quarter, Rich, Delhi looked like, okay, we want to run the clock, and we want to try to enforce our will here on Sydney. So this will be, and then Sydney jumped. I was going to say it's a first down, and this time Sydney jumped, so Delhi's going to get that yardage back.
How many times do we see that in high school football? After a timeout, they say, all right, we're going to try to draw a penalty here. And you see this all of the time. And the other thing I was noticing in that timeout is they were definitely trying to get a new football in there, a cleaner, drier football. So I'm assuming pretty much a run play up the middle here.
Yeah, kudos to the towel guys today. They've had their hands full trying to keep those footballs dry. Hand off to Ian Johnson. Nothing doing. Met there by the Sydney front line. They wouldn't get him go. Wouldn't let him to go. And that was Mike Morrissey on the tackle for Sydney.
Actually lost yardage on that. They spotted the ball back at the 5, so lost about 2 yards on that play.
So this is going to be second down and 5 to go. 10:50 to go here, third quarter. And Sydney not budging here with their backs up against the wall. So Haight gets the play from the sideline. Rain has stopped now, Rich, and it's cleared off a little bit.
One thing I just noticed, Nate, is they don't have a play clock here, do they? I was just looking for it because it looked like Haight was kind of rushing to get back in there. So I was, well, it must be they have time here.
Waiting for the snap here. He's in the shotgun.
Oh.
And the kicker is in motion. Could they look to go to him? Flushed out to the right. And Haight throws back across the middle. Yes. Finds him in the back of the end zone. Tanner Brocky is able to haul that in. I thought maybe they were going to look for Lucas Nealis there, the kicker with the clean uniform, as he was in motion, but Brocky is there to haul it in, and it's 27-0.
So if you notice, the official in the back down by the goalpost was definitely calling the almost like they were doing a back court call in basketball. That's the play clock here. So he was close to a delay of game, so Haight knew what he was doing, knew he had to rush that play. So again, nice play, scrambled, makes the nice decision. He's a solid player that makes a lot of really good decisions, Haight is.
Waiting for the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. And another kick is up and true, making it 28-0 for Delhi over Sydney. And, yeah, a lot of the Class D and the eight-man teams we cover do not have that play clock. So a lot of that goes back to the QB having to keep an eye on things. We'll take a break. 28-0, Delhi on top of Sydney. We'll be back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Here's the kickoff. Sydney will field it at the 25, and they will start there. Slipping and falling with Deion Taylor. And so Sydney, now going left to right, will start for their first time in the third quarter.
Well, it's official, Nate. The cleanest uniforms on the field are the officials. They win. They win the laundry battle today.
Yeah, the Sydney, you know, uniforms being the white tops have turned from white to brown, that's for sure. You know, some guys maybe a little more on the front than the back or vice versa, but it's become a muddy one out there, and everybody's been on the ground. So Dylan Easton especially, as well as Garrett Oliver, the running back, looking very muddy.
Dylan Easton's jersey almost looks like he's playing for Delhi at the moment.
Here is a handoff for Garrett Oliver up the middle for Sydney, and he is brought down after a gain of about three. Got more than I thought on that initial push.
He just kind of hopes Sydney can put together some type of drive here, you know, get a little positive energy going, or this could become a long game really quickly. We're just kind of talking to each other at that break. This could get, you know, pretty ugly pretty quick if they can't put something together.
Easton with a QB keeper up the middle. He's brought down at the line. And again, nowhere to go as, boy, Delhi on that second level. Some of those linebackers like this, Cameron Thompson coming through, met him right at the hole and brings him down. So this is going to be a third down at about five to go with 9.5 to go in the third. It's 28-0. Delhi on top of Sydney.
You really wonder at this point, are the coaches in Sydney thinking about maybe we should keep Easton a little bit healthier? Maybe we're going to hand the ball off a little bit more because he is taking a licking out there.
Easton will hand it off to Garrett Oliver. Going to be close, and yes, he got the first down. Crunches his way over the 35 to the 36. I've been impressed with him and his hard running today. And, you know, one guy that we saw when we did the Sydney and BG game was Corbin Cash, but he is not out there today. So a lot of this has fallen on Garrett Oliver. He's done a nice job.
Oliver's had some big runs, you know, 20, 30-yard type runs, and here he is again.
Oliver again up the middle. We got a flag on the play. Carries two defenders forward and drags a couple of bodies out to the 45 before he's brought down.
So I've been thinking this all game, Nate. If you notice, the slot guy, it looks like he takes off a little early for Sydney. And that's they call it a legal shift, but he left early. I mean, he's been doing that all game, and they finally got him.
Yeah, so they got him there, and that negates another nice run from Garrett Oliver. We've said this a couple of times. When Sydney gets a little momentum, some little thing like that happens. They go the other way, and then it's something worse seems to happen after that.
Certainly they've had more penalties and more turnovers, and that's just not a recipe for a win.
8:45 to go in this third quarter. Delhi leading 28-0. Another handoff to go back to Oliver. Spins through, but Angelo Kristen was there to bring him down, as well as Cameron Thompson for Delhi.
Probably a yard. It was a tough yard to gain, but that's about all he got.
So second down and long to go here. This will be about a second and 15.
That feels like a country mile for Sydney, doesn't it?
It does. Just, you know,
you hate to say it like that, but, I mean, they've only been able to get 5-6 yard type of gains. They need something bigger here.
Two wide receivers split out to the right. Easton glancing over, but he's going to have to take off as here comes the rush. Easton into the second level, and a good tackle coming up from his safety position. Really nicely done there by Cale Townsend. Otherwise, Easton might have been able to get enough for the first. Instead, he's short, and now it's a 3rd and 9. Looked like if he got to that space, he was going to have a lot of room.
It didn't look like Dell was designed to do that. He almost was carrying football like he was carrying a baby in his hand, like almost like a bag of groceries. And he got good yardage, about 6 yards on that play.
Well, the pocket just collapsed so fast on him. I think he had to run right out of there. Now a handoff to Oliver, and it doesn't fool the Delhi defense. And they bring him down on that far side. Angelo Kristen was there to read it, as well as Tanner Brocky.
I'm really surprised that Sydney doesn't run away from Kristen a little bit more. It seems like he's all over the place, but they seem to run to him every single time.
He also, I mean, this is just me being funny, but it seems like he's everywhere out
there.
You go one way, boom, there he is. You go the other, boom, there he is. fourth and nine, and Sidney's going to have to punt it away. Dylan Easton doing the punting duties.
Guy does it all.
And so we'll have back to our right Tanner Brocky to receive.
Oh.
And, oh, Easton slips and falls. He got a punt off that was pretty good. Rolls to the 30 and down to about the 27, but he fell hard. Angelo Kristen, again, nice sportsmanship, was right there to help him up. But he was having to punt right from the mud pit in the middle of the field.
When you land right on your butt like that, you'd never know. Oh, that hurts. You don't want to go down like that.
6:55 to go, third quarter. 28-0 lead for Delhi on their home field here today under tough, rainy, wet conditions over Sidney. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Thanks for listening online as well, WCDOsports.com. Our free audio stream is brought to you by SFCU and to anybody listening over at Rich's neck of the woods, 92.3 in Norwich, our Norwich signal these days.
So I listen to it all the time, 92.3. I don't even listen to 100.9 anymore. Nate.
Wow.
I'm sure Craig will be happy to hear that. I use that antenna.
Well, we've been doing a lot more in Norwich. We got the second frequency over there. I think it's working out really nice for our Norwich listeners.
I mean, it is only about a half a mile from my house. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Where we have our equipment over there, is not far from where you are. So. A handoff for Delhi up to the right side. Brisbane for about four, maybe five. So a second down and five. So, again, I'm assuming Delhi's going to want this clock to move with 6.5 to go in the third and a 28-0 lead.
I would think all designed runs here for Delhi. Just run the clock. Take your time. The only time probably Haight's going to roll out is maybe if he keeps the ball. But I'm thinking handoff, and get to the fourth quarter here.
We'll get you some more updates from that Walton-Newark Valley game as well in just a couple of minutes as Delhi Walton looming in the near future. As here's a handoff to Brisbane, good for about 3 yards, so a third down and short coming up.
So I don't want to be this guy, but I'm going to ask. So I'm guessing the Warriors of Walton is the European-style Warriors and not the other one, because we've seen a lot of changes in Section 4, and I know, like, our friends at Shenango Valley, they were allowed to keep the Warriors. That made the news. They got a waiver from New York State to keep the Warriors, because it wasn't of Native American background. So I'm guessing the same for Walton?
Yes, I would say that the Walton Warrior looks more like the Green Trojan logo.
Yeah.
And they've had that for a long time, so they were able to keep it. So
I wonder if they had to put in a waiver as well. I know Shenango Valley did. If you're following along in the local news media, Shenango Valley made it really public that they got that waiver from New York State. So must be Walton did the same thing.
This was a third and short. Sidney jumped. So move the chains now for Delhi out to the 40. Yeah, so we will have Walton Warriors, Delhi Bulldogs. That'll be a good one coming up in the near future. Hand off up the middle now for Delhi, trying to push the pile forward. I believe is Ian Johnson here, and he is tackled at the 45.
The entire Sidney team is on that tackle. I don't know if I've ever seen that in a game before. The entire Sidney team was on that tackle.
And Johnson just would not go down.
The entire team. The Delhi guys were kind of standing around watching it. The entire Sidney team tackled him. I exaggerate a lot, but I am not exaggerating.
That's kind of a cartoon type of tackle. As here comes the rain again, as it's starting to get kind of heavy here with 4:45 to go in the third, and Delhi leading 28-0. There are some lighter clouds over kind of by SUNY Delhi over on that side of town, but starting to get a little dark here by Delaware Academy. Run up the middle to the 50-yard line on a second and five. Good for about 3, maybe 4 yards here for Johnson.
I just noticed, Nate, they don't have lights here in Delhi.
No lights.
That's why we're here Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
This is another, like, you don't see that quite often anymore either. A lot of schools have lights now. I've just noticed this. This is almost like Wrigley Field.
Yeah, Delhi and Walton, no lights. You know, some of these building projects here, I've talked about those type of things. But, yeah, they are a traditional Saturday team.
That's awesome.
They have brought lights in here a couple of times for special events where they did like a Saturday night game where they brought in portable lights.
Really?
We did a Delhi-Walton game under the lights here a couple of years ago where it was first responders night. That was cool.
Wow, how do they bring the lights in? I'm curious. How many lights would they have to have here to do that?
I would say they probably had four on each side, and it's like the ones you see out on the highway for the construction where they're on the almost like kind of tractor trailer wheels, and then they do that here. I know they've also done it for every year for the Margaretville soccer tournament, which we cover. It's interesting because the lights are not that high.
Right, there's got to be some dead spots. If you throw the ball above it, there's got to be a dead spot.
It disappears up into the night sky. Here's Haight on a first down. Runs to the outside at the 40, to the 30, 25, 20 before he's tackled there with 3:35 to go in the third. Delhi had picked up that first down, and then Haight picks up a huge chunk of yards on the left side, moved those sticks with Delhi leading 28-0.
Beautiful play by Haight there to get the first down. I'm a little surprised that he didn't try to stay in bounds to stop the clock. You see that a lot. You know the coaches are probably telling him that. He could have probably cut that back in to keep it in bounds, but he decided to play the sideline and play it safe.
And so this will be a first and 10 for Delhi, going right to left at about the 23-yard line. Yeah, I can remember that night we did that Walton-Delhi game here. If somebody punted, it was like it kind of went up, and our vantage point here, you would lose it, and then it would come back down. it was neat to watch. I enjoyed it. And here is Haight running on first down throws. It's complete to the 10, to the 5. Hurdling a defender is Brocky, and then he's brought down at the 2. And I just can't tell you how hard that throw is for Haight on the run. It's a pro-style type of throw, and he makes it look so easy. Great catch there by Brocky as well.
And Brocky got one of those classic football hits where he got hit in his legs. He is limping a little bit, and he got flipped around. He got spun around. You could hear everybody in the press box go, ooh, like that. And he just singled over to the sideline. Maybe he's okay, but he literally flips around. It was awesome.
Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the third. Delhi leads 28-0. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here, live on WCDO. First and goal for Delhi. They hand off. They try to push the pile forward. I would say that's a tush push right there.
Yeah, there's flags all over the place.
And there's a flag all over the place. As Haight handed it off there to, I believe, Brisbane,
exactly,
and then he tried to push him forward.
Yeah, that's what they called. Yep.
Well, that's the hot thing in the NFL right now.
That is, yeah. I know that's a pretty obvious signal from the official that that's what it was.
And so waved off here. They had handed it off to Ryan Pinney there, who had come in number 52. And so we'll try to come back and do it again here with 2:54 to go. Going to be first down and a little bit more, about first and 6 here for the Bulldogs. And so they do have one wide receiver split out to the left. That's Dungan. Two running backs in the backfield. And a little end-around reverse. Can he get to the outside? He does. Here's Brocky, and he's in. Touchdown for Tanner Brocky, his second touchdown of the day, and his second touchdown here in the third quarter.
Really interesting. Nice play, nice design, misdirection. Faked about two handoffs, all, and the end came around. Well-designed play by Delhi.
Delhi leads 34-0 now, and they will go for the extra point here with 2:36 to go in this third quarter.
So earlier in the game, I said, why do they have two different kickers? I know why now. This number 10, I don't know his name. You might be able to look it up quick, but he's very accurate. He doesn't miss, and he's almost automatic in the sense where it looks identical every single time.
Lucas Nealis, yeah. The hold is good, and it's up and through.
It's identical. I mean, every kick looks exactly the same. He must practice that. He's automatic.
He's 5 for 5 today.
Yeah, he's automatic, yeah.
And it's a 35-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney with 2:35 to go in the third. We'll be right back. High school football today on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:35 to go in the third, and the kickoff. Sydney will try to field here. Boy, they almost lost that. went down to about the 27. The ball was kind of bouncing around, and it looked like maybe it had glanced off the Sydney player. It was on the far side of the field, and Delhi was coming in hot. But Sydney just falling on it there. So they'll start going left to right at about the 27 here in their own territory. So a 35-0 lead, Delhi football leading Sydney here with 2.5 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here today.
Again, Sydney's just trying to get something positive here to work on for next week. You know, just working on some different plays, some different things. All the momentum right here for Delhi. And Delhi's just trying to probably keep people healthy and not make any big mistakes.
A bright spot earlier this week, Rich, was Sydney boys soccer. Defeated Delhi 1-0. It was their first win of the season. Here's a run for Easton up the middle. Shakes a tackler. Good for about 9 yards, and we got a flag on the play. But that broke a streak for Sydney boys soccer. They hadn't won a game in over a year, but they clipped Delhi earlier this week. So that was a big win for Sydney.
Wasn't Sydney soccer really good about 10 years ago? They were really, really good. I'm trying to think.
Yes, they had a pretty good team, probably about that range. Yeah. They had a really good team probably 25 years ago now. When I played. When current Skanivas girls coach, our friend there, Steve Hornung, when he was at Sydney, he had a team that was very good and went to the state tournament.
So we had a 15-yard penalty there when we were talking soccer again on a face mask on Delhi. It looked like he tackled the guy high and just got a piece of his face mask. So 15-yard type, a little momentum, and they got it on Delhi's side of the field here, Sydney.
Yeah, right to midfield. Here is the snap to Easton. He's going to take off again up the middle to the 45, spinning his way to the 43 before he's tackled there by Johnson. With Delhi leading 35-0 here on Dave Kelly Field. Live in Delhi this afternoon. A big thank you always to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in our Sydney studios. And it's great. Whenever we go to break, Jim's got some little fun fact for us back there, and he's always keeping us.
He's always telling us the scores of college games and different things. So
yeah, we always appreciate that. Here's a run up the middle for Sydney on a second down and 5, and they're going to pick it up with Garrett Oliver there moving the chains. Good for him. He's had a really hard nose running type of day. I've been impressed with him.
I'm looking at the sidelines here. You're wondering if Delhi might get a few new faces into the game here at the end. And Sydney doesn't have a whole lot of extra players to play. Their sideline is a little bit more thin compared to Delhi.
Yeah, there's been several times this year when Sydney entered a game playing with the state minimum of 16. And here's Easton escaping to the outside with 27 seconds left. And he's going to pick up that first down.
This has been all Easton this whole entire drive. I don't know if he's even given the ball to anybody else. So he's gotten about 50, 60 yards himself right here.
Yeah, Oliver did get the one run, but besides that, it's been Easton. Down to 10 seconds left here, third quarter. Here's the snap. Easton again, QB keeper to the 20, 15, 10. Can he shake a tackler? He does, but the ball's loose, and it just goes out of bounds. Wow, that was almost a disaster right at the end of the third quarter, but that ball just rolled out of play. Three quarters in the books. It's 35-0. Delhi on top of Sydney, and we'll be back on WCDO.
At Community Bank, putting our customers first has been our philosophy for more than 157 years. By providing exceptional, friendly service, we help individuals, businesses, and municipalities manage their finances to make the most of their money and their life. As a full-service bank, we offer checking and savings accounts, all kinds of loans and mortgages, and helpful, smart advice. Stop into any branch or visit cbna.com. Community Bank. Bank happy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Community Bank is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at NYCM.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back to Dave Kelly Field here at Delaware Academy. Again, the rain has stopped and the fog has kind of lifted a little bit. The fog on the far hills, the fog and the mist has lifted for the moment, so a little bit more of a clear day, but that chilly, wet feeling is kind of sunk in a little bit, but we got 12 minutes left here. Delhi leading Sydney 35-0.
We are moving a lot more in the press box to stay warm. They had to turn the lights on in here so we could actually see.
Yeah.
It's a lot darker, and those clear clouds you were talking about, I think, have made it our way. So hopefully for the players' sake, maybe the rain will hold off for another 12 minutes here, and that's got to be the worst when you're down 35-0 and you're just playing in the rain and the mud.
So we switch ends of the field. Here is Sydney. They got that first down on Dylan Easton. Throws to the end zone, and this is hauled in. No. Incomplete to Devin Baker. Looked like he was going to be able to come in for six there, and it just was a bobble and then a drop for Devin Baker in the back of the end zone.
The official was right there. I mean, the official might have been 2 yards away from him. The official almost ran to the play and was right there and made the signal immediately that it was incomplete. From our vantage point, it almost looked like he caught it.
It did look like it was pretty good, but good coverage there, and the official was right there to see it. Second down and 10. They go back to Oliver. He tries to run up the middle, and he's tackled at the 5 by the Delhi front line there, bringing him down. Ian Johnson comes in to join the tackle as well.
Kind of wonder if you're just going to see two more plays to Oliver here, because, I mean, he usually can get 3 to 4 yards every single time. I'm just thinking Oliver twice for a touchdown for Sydney here.
Yeah, Oliver just has been hard-nosed running all day. And it's going to be a QB keeper for Easton here on third and short. He's driven back. And Ian Johnson again breaking through there for Delhi. Angelo Kristen in on the play. And fourth down and about 6 to go for Sydney. About fourth and goal to go, I would say.
I know a lot of teams talk about shutouts and different things like that. Right now, if you're Delhi, you're playing for a shutout. That's what you're playing for right now. You know you're pretty much going to win this game. Now, this is what gets you jacked up here. All right, let's stop them here on 4th and 5, and let's secure the shutout.
And you said it earlier, Rich. Delhi inside the 20 on D has been really tough today. Let's see if they can continue it here with coming up on 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Easton to the outside. He got tripped up by his own man, and Delhi bull rushes him and brings him down. And Sydney turns it over on downs.
Just maybe a little confusion in the backfield. He literally ran into Oliver in the backside and didn't know where to go after it.
And, again, the Delhi rush up front has been great all day. And if the decision isn't perfect for Sydney right off the bat, they got a guy breathing down their necks.
It looked like he was going to do the same type of pass play that he did to start that the first down on the 10. Looked like the same style design and just ran into his fullback.
And it looks like we do have some running clock here now in this 35-0 game. So Delhi will take it over at their own 10-yard line going left to right. Again, they're in the maroon tops, the gray pants, and the white helmets. Sydney's in the white tops that are looking more brown right now with the gray pants and the gray helmets. And Sydney confused here. They don't get back to the line on defense. Delhi runs the play. They run to the outside only about 2 yards, but Sydney looked like they were trying to run to the sideline. Maybe they thought it was a timeout, and then they came rushing back there.
It looked like they were lining up on the 15-yard line and didn't realize the ball was on the 10-yard line to me. And we do have a flag down too many people on the field.
Yeah, Sydney was just a mess on that.
Illegal substitution, maybe?
There was a couple of guys.
3, 6, 9. They got too many guys on the field.
I mean, there was like 3 guys trying to run to the sideline.
Yeah, they got too many guys on the field.
That was tough.
So I was wrong. They weren't lined up on the 15. They were just trying to figure out who should not be in the game.
8.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 35-0.
We are doing running clock now, right, Nate? Yep.
Yes, running clock here in this contest. You know, Sydney came in with some good momentum last week. They had a tight game with Lansing. But everything has just not gone their way right from the opening drive. They had that nice drive and then a fumble, 3 fumbles in the first half. It's really hurt Sydney here today. Brisbane with a run to the outside for Delhi. He's tackled at the 30. Want to make sure you stay tuned after today's game. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabbit Gresham Insurance, and ACO Brands of Sydney. And so the play coming in from the sideline here. We'll see if we can get a final score on that Walton game as well. Last check we had was a 22-0 lead for Newark Valley over Walton that game going on at Walton today.
And I'm sure that puts some smiles on some rival fans of Delhi here.
They've been announcing it every time that we do over the loudspeaker.
And people cheer. I mean, I've always heard through the grapevine that the Delhi-Walton is a true, you know, Section 4 rivalry that you hear about. But I don't think I've ever seen it. I've never watched it. This is probably the first time I've ever been to Delhi for a football game. But they do seem to get excited when it is announced that Walton is losing.
It's great. It's one of the best Section 4 rivalries there is. It's one of the oldest. I have some literature at the office. It dates back into the 1890s.
Wow.
The first couple of times that they played, it's one of the, like I said, one of the oldest rivalries. How many times that they have met over the years, I'll probably dig that up this week. They gave me a lot of that information a couple of years ago when they had that game here under the lights. So here's a third and short for Delhi, running to the outside, and Brisbane's brought down at the 35 with 6:45 to go here in the fourth, and Delhi leading 35-0 over Sydney. I knew it went back a long ways, but the literature they gave me on it was really neat, going back to when the programs were first getting started. And I'll have to dig that up this week, maybe throw some info out on Twitter, because it's one of those things that the chapters are great. You know, for stretches of time, Walton would have the upper hand, and then it goes back to Delhi, and then they both win state championships. I mean, just a lot of fun.
I would love to hear some of the crazy stories, because there's got to be some hijinks involved. Whenever you hear about, you know, these schools that are so close to each other, they probably, you know, spray painted each other's field on a Friday night or whatever.
I'd
love to hear. Those are the best parts of the rivalry to me, is hearing all those hijinks.
Football was loose on the far side there for Johnson. He lost control of it, but it went out of bounds. No harm done. And I really think probably the best years of those rivalries, probably, and, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but a lot of classic battles in the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, you know, Walton winning those titles in 94 and 07 and Delhi in 01 and, you know, just those years, a lot of fun to watch.
I remember watching the 07 team on television. That's when Spectrum and all those people started broadcasting the state championships. And I always laughed that when they announced the Walton kicker, the coach didn't even give it a name. They said, "We don't have a kicker." they said, like, basically they just picked somebody to kick it off. And then when the extra points came, they just said, we don't take extra points.
A run to the outside for Brisbane, and he's knocked out of bounds at the Sydney 40 with 5 minutes left here. And what I've been told is, you know, a lot of those teams for Walton were just so dominant. I can't remember if it was the first or the second state championship win, but they won.
I think it was 07 where they were.
Yeah, like 63-6 or something.
And then
you know
the broadcasters were like, that's why they don't kick extra points.
Yeah, they were literally just a really strong team that they just couldn't be stopped.
Yeah.
In their class that year. So we're down to 4.5 to go here in the fourth, 35-0 our score. Delhi marching once again. And Haight will hand it off. We got a flag on the play. And Caitlin Townsend on the run, but he's brought down.
Is that a legal movement? Didn't the running back kind of back up? Yeah, it's got to be a legal movement. False start, yeah.
Yeah, false start here against Delhi with 4:15 left.
So the running back actually stepped back like 2 yards. He goes, "I'm too close."
Well, we're seeing, like you said, Rich, some new faces in there over the last couple of minutes as, you know, getting some extra guys in there, getting your starters a rest, and putting the stamp on this, a 35-0 lead right now here for Delhi. And they might add to it, but if not, certainly another nice win here for the Bulldogs.
Just lots of time off the clock. Yeah, lots of brand-new white jerseys out there for Delhi.
And so Delhi settling in here with 3.5 to go. And they'll look to run the ball up the middle. A couple of yards here for the Bulldogs. See who comes off the bottom of the pile here for DA.
52.
It looks like Ryan Pinney there, who came in earlier and was... He ran on the tush-push play.
Oh, okay.
So he had a play there, but he didn't get it in. So sometimes from this angle, it can be tough to see these numbers up here for sure.
Haight's out here directing traffic, telling people where to actually stand.
So a handoff and back to Townsend again. He's slipping and sliding, and he's tackled at about the 35. And so we're going to have about a third down and 9 coming up here for Delhi. 2.5 to go. Make sure you stay tuned next week. Don't have where we will be quite yet. Probably back to Friday night next week for football. We'll see if we can squeeze in any more soccer this week. We've been just trying to take it, you know, week by week, see what the matchups are. I know Saturday I'll be in Oneonta for Soccer Saturday. We'll have the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League Championships there. You can follow us on social media for all the updates to see who will be winning a championship there for the boys and girls.
It's a big week in soccer, right? This is championship week, right? We have the soccer seeding meeting on Wednesday, so those brackets will be on the section for our website probably by Thursday evening. You can check those out on both the boys and the girls' websites. We have pages for everybody out there. And then, of course, you got the championship week. So it's a big week for local sports and soccer.
Yeah, Rich and I are doing some work on the Section 4 website. And so if you're looking for some more information in the near future for a specific sport, you're looking for a handbook, anything along those lines, you should be able to get it right there on the Section 4 website. We're trying to make it a little more user-friendly. And kudos to the Section 4. You know, just wanting to do more, wanting to make it more fan-friendly, coach-friendly. So if you have a question, maybe you can go there and get your answer.
Yeah, I mean, we are exactly doing that. That was why we got the job, Nate. We said we need to make this more user-friendly, and that's exactly what we're doing. But the reason why we really do it is we really love it. We really like coming out here and watching, you know, games like this. And we're both kind of soccer guys by heart. We both love soccer, so this is a fun week for us coming up.
Yeah, for me, being a Tri-Valley guy, as well as we hit a minute to go here, Delhi with a couple of more short runs and a 35-0 lead, this is always one of my favorite weeks, you know, Tri-Valley playoffs. I just really enjoy it. And when you look especially at the Tri-Valley girls this year, four teams in the state rankings in the top 20 for the Tri-Valley, which is, you know, pretty remarkable when you think about all those schools are very small, you know, graduating classes of anywhere from 12 to 25, 30 maybe. So pretty cool.
We have a timeout here, Nate.
Timeout taken by Delhi. So let's step away for 30 seconds real quick. 35-0, Delhi on top of Sydney. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. A throw to the outside. Sydney throwing complete to Tevin Baker. He ran all the way down to the 30-yard line before he was tripped up. And Sydney running down the field here with 30 seconds left. While we were talking soccer, it was a turnover on down, so my apologies on that. Sydney here hustling down, trying to get one last playoff here with 24 seconds left. That was a nice catch and run by Devin Baker.
Now Sydney's just rushing to try to score here, to try to put some points on the board. This might be the last play of the game.
15 seconds left. Here is the shotgun snap. Easton steps up in the pocket, and he's off to the races. He's at the 15. He bumped into the referee, and he is tackled there at about the 20. 2 seconds left, and that's going to do it. If that doesn't sum up Sydney's day right there, Dylan Easton shaking the ref out of his shoes, and he bumped into him, and that's going to do it. 35-0, Delhi defeating the Sydney football team.
Yeah.
That's what I got to call him now.
Yes.
So we'll have our postgame show coming up, but Delhi getting touchdowns from five different players today. The defense comes up big, and Sydney fumbling three times in that first half was a killer for them. But that's going to be our final score. 35-0, Delhi over Sydney. Postgame show coming up here from Delaware Academy on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all size roll containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back one last time to Delaware Academy as the Delhi Bulldogs defeat Sydney 35-0 here for a Section 4 football victory. So we're back one last time with Rich Turnbull. I'm Nate Lull. The turnovers just a little too much here for Sydney today. They just couldn't overcome that. That great opening drive just ended in disaster, fumbling on the 10-yard line, and then Delhi coming right down and scoring one of the nicest plays of the day. Noah Duncan with that leaping touchdown. I hope Ben got a photo of that down in the end zone because it was probably the nicest play I've seen this year.
It was a beautiful play. I mean, that's the type of stuff that makes the highlight reels on SportsCenter or whatever news channel you're watching. It was that nice, and it was probably worth the trip alone just to see that nice, wonderful play. I mean, Haight threw a good ball, really, and the receiver just went and got it. It was nice.
All right, let's give out our three awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We're going to give two Outstanding Offense Awards here today to Chuck Haight and also to Tanner Brocky here for Delhi. Brocky with those two touchdowns. Haight throws for two and runs in for one. So great day for those two. We will give them the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. We'd like to go Angelo Kristen here for the Defense Award. We said it earlier, if they went to the left, he was there. If they went to the right, he was there. He was all over the place today. He was the man.
Yeah, Kristen looks like he's just a man playing with boys. I mean, yeah. He's a big kid, and he looks superior. He's got the size. He's got the ability. He's a good football player. I enjoyed watching him play today. He's well-deserving.
And lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'd like to go Dylan Easton here for Sydney. He had to do a little bit of everything today. You could have gone with Garrett Oliver as well with the effort that he put in. But certainly, Dylan Easton got to give him a little credit for everything that he did. He gets the all-purpose award.
Yeah, if anybody's hurting right now, it's probably him. He did it all for Sidney. He just got his name called for everything. He was kind of their go-to guy. You kind of feel bad for him in games like this because he just gave it everything he had, and it just simply wasn't enough.
Yeah, it's tough. Dylan, only a junior, bright future ahead, and certainly with the grit and determination he shows week in and week out, definitely deserves this award today. So, Rich, thanks for coming. Chilly, cold, rainy, muddy. Let's hope maybe for the rest of the season it's a little nicer than this, but this was kind of football weather, I guess you could say.
It's so cold that they've locked up the press box and left us in here, so we're going to have to bust our way out of here so we're not staying, because I don't think there's any heat in this place. So we're out of here, Nate.
That reminds me of the time I got locked in the one at Unitego, literally locked in there.
Yeah, we're not getting locked in here, I promise you. We're going through that window if we have to.
Don't have a long post-game show is the moral of the story, but I got out of there, don't worry. So, again, our final score here, 35-0. Delhi defeats Sidney for some Saturday Section 4 football. Stay tuned this week. You can check out our radio schedule on natelull.com. Just click on the radio schedule link, and that will show you where we're going to be broadcasting, not only in the fall, but throughout basketball season as well. So if you're looking for games on the radio, visit natelull.com, and then you can listen here on CDL and WCDOsports.com. Which is brought to you by SFCU. They also have our game audio archive. So we record all these games, and we put them back up on the archive, all courtesy of SFCU. Huge thank you to Rich for coming out today. And back in the studio, Jim Tomeo, he's our producer. Always a big thanks to him. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great rest of your weekend. Our final score again, Delhi football, blanking Sidney, 35-0. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
I'm not the type of guy to quit, but sometimes I'd like to.